Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of Becoming P31, where we talk about all the things becoming the woman that God is calling us to be. Baby, it's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it. And today's episode is going to tackle exactly that. Let's get into it. Okay, love you. Bye. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Becoming P31. If you are new here, my name is Jazzy Nicole, and I am the host of Becoming P31. It is a pleasure to have you here. You guys, this topic, I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like it's heavy. I feel like it's heavy. But before I get into today's topic, I do want to check on you. So how are you doing? How are you feeling? What went right this week? And what could have used some improvement? How are you doing? How are you feeling? What went right? And what could have used some improvement? I'm not going to hold you. I am heavy today. The week overall was a really good week. I just think that there's some things going on in my personal life that I'm just trying to navigate and figure out prayerfully. I can't really say much about it. To kind of give you guys context, just if you don't mind, just keep me in prayer. Keep my family in prayer. Keep us covered there. But I feel like this topic is so timely because I do feel like I'm in a refining process. And I wanted to dive more into that just in case someone else is kind of going through the same experience. Because I honestly do not think that we go through things just for ourselves. I honestly think that we go through things so that we can help others get through it. And that is a message for anybody. If God pulled you out of any season and you find someone who may be in that similar season, baby, it is your obligation to try to help to get them through. You hear me? Like, I feel like God has us go through certain seasons for other people. And this may be one of those. I don't know. So, but I want to use my time as God is really just showing me and leading me and guiding me to share with you. So I won't spend too much time on like the background information, but I will tell you this. I am reading the book of Jeremiah, and today's verse was from Jeremiah chapter 6. And it, my jaw dropped. Okay. Let me tell you, and then we'll go into detail, and then you'll probably understand the jaw droppage. Okay. So boom. Verse number 27 in Jeremiah chapter 6, it says, Jeremiah, I have made you a tester of metals that you may determine the quality of my people. They are the worst kind of rebels, full of slanders. They are hard as bronze and iron, and they lead others into corruption. The bellows fiercely fan the flames to burn the corruption, but does not purify them, for wickedness remains. I'm going to stop for a second. So let's talk about that. So if you have not read the book of Jeremiah, it is a very heavy book, and understandably so, because Jeremiah was a priest's son, and he was called by God to deliver a message that was a very deep message. This message was going to be delivered to the nations. And God told him, when he told him about this message, he said, you're going to tear down some nations. You're going to build up some other ones. You're going to have to deliver some bad news. You may deliver some good news. People aren't going to listen to you. You're going to face some challenges, but I'm calling you to do this. And I've known that you were the one I was going to pick since before you were in your mom's womb. So boom, Jeremiah gets this big assignment. Jeremiah's like, I'm too young. This could mean he was too young in age or in maturity or experience. Either way, he felt like he was unqualified. And God said, you're still the one I'm choosing. I'm going to put my words in your mouth and I'm going to send you on this mission. So boom, Jeremiah goes on this mission. Jeremiah has to talk to Israel. Jeremiah has to talk to the nation of Israel. He has to talk to Israel, the village. He has to talk to Judah, the area. He has to talk to Jerusalem, the city, and he's telling them, listen, God is trying to give you warning after warning. Y'all not listening. And God says, I'm going to make you the person who's going to look at these nations and determine who's qualified, who ain't. Because looking at these nations, he says, I'm going to make you a tester of metal. Now, the crazy part is we know, even in this day and age, when metal is purified, it's literally held over water. It's held over fire, excuse me. And the fire is so hot, the heat is crazy, and it is scorching this metal to purify it, to turn it into something valuable. And as God was trying to purify his children, Israel, Judah, Jerusalem, so much more, they were literally not being cleansed. They were still being wicked. They were not heeding his warnings. They were not repenting with their heart. They were not turning from their false idols. He was trying to purify them and they did not listen. And sometimes we are in a refining season. I don't know about you. If you've ever put your hand over a stove, when it gets hot, you usually throw your hand back like, I don't want to play that game. I don't want to do that. Spiritual refining is very similar in the sense of it feels hot and it feels heavy sometimes. And I feel like I'm in that season and I want to talk to you about what it may look like if you're in that season too. So the topic for today is being refined by the fire and being purified. And if you want to pull up that song and sing along, please feel free. All right. I am too much of a singer, but it reminds me of the song, Tried by the Fire, Purified. It reminds me of that, right? Okay, so boom, let's get into it. So the first scripture we're going to talk about today is Malachi chapter 3, verse 2, that says, but who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire. And this is so important because, you know, when we are being cleansed by God, it is literally very similar in that same process where we have to be cleansed by him. And sometimes being cleansed is not a comfortable situation. Sometimes it does require us to be taken aback, you know, put under some heat. And so let's look a little bit deeper into that. We're going to discuss the refining process. So the concept of being refined for us just means that we are being wiped away of things that God no longer wants. But I did find this really dope like chart, and I want to read it to you. I found it on the internet, but I thought it was pretty fire. Okay. So in this chart, this lady, there's a group on Facebook called Prayer Warriors. If you're like a Facebook group joiner, like it might be kind of dope. It's called Prayer Warriors. And they put in here, what does God's refinement look like in real time? Because refinement doesn't always look like glowing in the spirit. Sometimes it looks like you're barely surviving the fire. So here's what refinement looks like while it's happening. Number one, you're losing what you once prayed for. So God starts to strip the thoughts that you thought were permanent, not to punish you, but to purify you. Jobs, relationships, platforms, or comfort zones all get touched when he's redefining who you are, not just what you do. Number two, your weaknesses start to scream. So it gets louder before it gets conquered. The urges, the triggers, the pride, the emotions, they rise to the surface so that God can kill what's been hiding under your strength. Number three, he puts you in rooms that you're not ready for, not to shame you, but to reveal where you still lean on self, performance, or even fear. It is not a setup to fail. It's a mirror to expose what he needs more of. Number four, you start seeing through people. Refinement gives you discernment. It's not just insight. You're spiritual. You see spiritual agendas. You see manipulation. You see lukewarm motives, and it hurts, but it's a part of becoming the vessel that God can trust. Number five, you no longer want to be used. You actually want to be clean. You start caring more about purity of your vessel than the platform that you stand on. You'd rather be hidden with integrity than exposed with compromise. Number six, your yes gets quieter, but it gets stronger. You stop needing the applause. You stop neglecting obedience. You stop explaining your wilderness. Your yes becomes private, painful, and permanent. Refinement isn't a movement, it's making. If you're not in it, it won't, if you're in it, it won't feel good, but it's working. And when God is done, you won't need the fire. You won't look like the fire that you walk through. When God is done, you won't look like the fire that you walk through. Refinement is not for the crowd, it's for the called. It is not punishment, it's preparation. If you are being stripped, crushed, exposed, do not tap out. You're being trusted. Wow. Bro, when I tell you, again, that was from a group called Prayer Warriors on Facebook. And this was from a post on July 12th. And I literally just found it today. And when I tell you, it summed up so much of what I wanted to put into words. It summed it up so well. Let's talk a little bit deeper about it. With that in context and with that in mind, understanding the refinement process. So God uses our trials and he uses challenges to purify us. And that is sometimes the refining process that we have to go through. And it's not about destruction. It is literally about purification, right? It's literally about God cleansing us and making us pure and holy in his sight. God is the refiner and he knows exactly what we need to be purified, right? The goal in refining is to produce purity and to produce wholeness. He wants to prepare us for his use. Because think about it. You grab a cup out of the cupboard, like out of your cabinet, right? You grab a cup. Hey, I don't know about you, but the clear glasses be the one to be snitching on everybody, okay? The clear glasses be snitching. So you go to my house, they give you a red cup. Nah, baby, where the clear glass cups? You got any clear glasses? Because that be snitching. That be telling you how good they wash dishes, all right? I ain't going to hold you. So you go in your cabinet, right? The kids wash the dishes for you. They put up the dishes. You go in your cabinet. You pull out a clear glass, and there's stains all over it. You're going to put that thing through some hot fire. Some soap and water to cleanse it. Am I right? But before you drink out of it, or you going to drink out of it dirty? Be honest. What you going to do? I'm going to clean that cup, right? Just like that. In order for us to be used by God, we have to be cleansed and purified. And that is what the refining process looks like spiritually, but that does not make it easy. I'm sure it sucks for that glass to be put under water that is hot. I like my water hot, honey. I'm sure it hates being put into some hot water or a hot dishwasher where water is like sprinkling it all in the and scrubbing it. And I'm sure it hates that process, but it's needed in order for that glass to be used. What does that refining process look like? So it can be different for different people. So for different people, it can be different, but it could be feeling overwhelmed or uncertain about the future. It could be experiencing loss or grief, such as loss of a job or a loved one. It could be struggling with self-doubt or even fear, or like fear of rejection or fear of obligation, bro. Okay. It could be going through a season of isolation or loneliness. It could be facing challenges in relationships, such as difficult marriages, friendship, or even family. The refining process can look like those struggles that are all too common for a lot of us. Have you ever been in a season that looked like that? Let me give you some examples, because all of our seasons could be different. An example is a woman who is struggling with balancing work and family, and she's feeling like she is being stretched super thin. A single mom who is working multiple jobs just to make ends meet, but she feels like she is literally barely holding on. A person who is experiencing a major life transition, such as a move, a job change, or is feeling uncertain of the future. Let's look at scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. It says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that outweighs them all." The things that we are going through right now in our seasons, while they feel heavy, it is achieving us an eternal glory that is going to outweigh anything that we've experienced here on earth. We have eternity waiting for us. And although what we are experiencing may feel heavy, think about 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. The refining process is going to look different from you as it does from me. It's going to look different from person to person, but God uses a variety of methods to refine us, including the trials and challenges he allows to refine us. But it is solely to produce purity and holiness. If that doesn't make you look at your challenges a little differently, let's go a little bit deeper. There is, for me personally, and I'm sure for you too, I don't want to discredit or discount what I may be experiencing or you either, but when I'm going through seasons that God is literally refining me and I identify that, even before I identify it, I may experience fear and doubt. And I'm in that season now. Like, literally, y'all, last night was heavy. It was heavy. And it wasn't just fear. It wasn't just doubt. I was angry at God. I was angry. I'm not going to play you. I was mad. And it's so nice to have people around you who have a love for God too, that you can lean on in situations like that, that you can really vent to. And even it's great to be honest in prayer with God, because even talking to that person last night, they were like, it's time to talk to God about it. It's time to be honest in your prayer about that. Be honest in your prayer. I literally identified that feeling last night, and I was honest in my prayer with God last night and this morning about how angry I am with this situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm angry and I'm mad and I have all these emotions. There's fear. There's doubt. There's anxiety. It is so crippling at times. Have you ever felt that in your season of refining, where you feel fearful and you feel doubtful? Maybe it's fear of not being enough. Maybe it's even doubting God's goodness or doubting God's sovereignty, or even doubting your own preparation. Or maybe it's fear of the unknown. Well, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-discipline." Fear and doubt are normal in the refining process, but that fear doesn't come from Him. How do we handle this? How do we handle this? We have to be strategic in seeking God's guidance and His wisdom, even in times of uncertainty. In seasons of the refining process, we have to be strategic in seeking His wisdom and His guidance. And honestly, like, the person I was speaking to last night, the prayers that I had this morning, the thoughts I'm thinking now is really just continuing to focus on God's love and His power. Like, God, I don't have a choice but to trust you. I don't know what else to do other than to trust you. I've leaned on you in every step of my way, Heavenly Father. I need to trust you. I trust in your power. I trust in your love. I trust that whatever you have me walking through, you've given me the grace for today. You've given me the grace to handle today. And that brings me into what it looks like to trust God's sovereignty. Is it easy? Heck no, girl. Oh my gosh. To be honest, no, it's not easy. To be honest, you want to know what I really want to do? I really would rather turn off my phone and go sit in my bed with all the lights off and curl up with some chicken and some cookies and some pop and be there for 3 days straight. I would rather do that. But instead, I'm being obedient. And in being obedient, sometimes our obedience requires us to make sure that we are not leaning on our own understanding, but we are trusting God in this season, trusting His sovereignty. You too, not just me. It is for us. There's importance in trusting God's sovereignty in the refining process, trusting who God is. What is His sovereignty? That He's not going to leave you. What is His sovereignty? That He's going to cover you. What is His sovereignty? That He's not going to guide you down the path, that He's not going to fail you like everybody else did. God is sovereign. Trusting in Him brings a level of peace and it brings a level of confidence. Have you ever prayed a prayer so hard on your hands and knees that it brought you peace immediately? You still didn't know what was next. You still didn't know, but you knew that you laid it at His feet, so you have a level of peace attached to it. You have confidence that you put it in the right hands. I don't know what's happening next. I don't know what the next steps are. I don't need to know that because God gave me enough grace for today. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him and have been called according to His purpose." We have to trust that God is sovereign, that God is in control, and seeking His purpose, seeking His plan, seeking His wisdom, seeking His peace, baby, seeking His joy, His goodness, His love. Baby, I need all the fruits of the Spirit. So when you are in the midst of your refining season, shift your focus from the fire to the refiner. God is the refiner. He is the one in control. Shift your focus from the heat to the person controlling it. Shift your focus from what the circumstances look like to the overseer, the person watching it all, the person who has the plan. He's saying, daughter, I know this is hard, but trust me. Daughter, I know this is hard, but look at me. Daughter, I know this feels painful, but it won't be long. Allow me to lead you. Daughter, I know you feel like you have to have the strength to do this all, but you don't. You have me. Trusting that God is sovereign and that he is in control. God, I trust you and I still believe our words. I have written on my prayer board right now, and the way that those words transformed every situation I could be experiencing. God, I trust you and I still believe. I trust your plan. I trust your will. Y'all, and if you're in the refining season, I implore you to trust in God's goodness, to know that he loves you, to know that all things work together, to know that there's going to be a season where this fire doesn't feel as hot. Doesn't that just remind you in your refining season about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fourth man in the fire? If you're not familiar with the story, let me tell you. And I don't remember exactly where it is in the Bible. I don't remember. I just know the story. I feel like it's in Kings. But you have these three boys who the king told everybody in the city to bow down to his statue of himself. He told everyone in the city to worship him. And these three boys decided that they were going to be on God's side. And they said, I'm not bowing down to that. I'm not worshiping a false God. I love God and God only. This king, seeing that those boys weren't worshiping and bowing down to him, so he threw those three boys in the fire. And in the fire, he expected that fire to consume them and kill them. He even said, turn the fire up. He told his guards to turn the fire up hotter. He wanted to take those boys out. And as he was looking in the fire, someone was looking inside of the fire and ran to the king and said, I thought you only threw three men in the fire. Why is there four? Why is there four men in the fire? The king was like, what? Open the fire immediately. Open the thing immediately and see what's happening. When he opened the fire gates, when he opened the furnace, the three boys walked out unscathed. Jesus was covering them in the fire. And when we realize that even in our refining process, God still hasn't left us, he's still controlling the situation. He's still in there with us. He's experiencing it with us. He is walking through it with us. He is still protecting us. We are walking out of the fire with skin that we shouldn't have had. We should have left with more burns, but we didn't, and we won't. We have a fourth man in the fire. We're not going through this by ourselves. If God called you to go through it, you're not alone. You have a fourth man in your fire. And luckily, there's going to be a season where we emerge from that fire. And when we're emerging from it, we'll be more holy. We'll be more pure. We'll have increased faith. We'll have increased trust in God. We'll have a deeper understanding of God's purpose and his plan for us. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 says, these have come so that proven and genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, who perishes even through refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Emerging from that fire that you're experiencing right now requires perseverance and it requires trust. Don't tap out. Trust him. The process is going to produce greater purity and holiness in us. It's going to produce greater faith and trust in God. James says in the book of James, he talks about how we should rejoice when we go through suffering, because that means that God is sculpting us. He is shaping us. He is preparing us. I want to encourage you, if you are going through a season of refining, that no matter how painful it is, God is still in there with you, and really lean on Him to guide you. You do not have to do this by yourself. Allow Him to lift some of that load. He says, come to me, all who are weary, all who are tired, all who are burdened, come to me and I will give you rest. Even in the fire, God can give you rest. That peace that surpasses all understanding comes when we lay it down at His feet. God, I'm overwhelmed. God, I'm tired. God, I'm angry. God, I'm stressed. God, I'm overworked. God, I feel like I'm being torn apart, but I know You're here with me. I want to pray with you before we end today's conversation. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just want to first give You thanks. God, give You all the thanks, all the glory for never leaving us and never forsaking us, Heavenly Father. For the person who is in a season where they are experiencing a fire that is unlike any they've experienced before, God, I pray that they experience Your comfort, Heavenly Father. I pray that they experience Your peace, Heavenly Father. I pray that they have a conversation with You in this moment, Lord God, in this day, Lord God, where they lay down their real, raw feelings, their honest truths at Your feet, Heavenly Father. That they lay down at Your feet what they expected, that they lay down at Your feet what they thought, that they lay down at Your feet their expectations, their worries, their fears, Heavenly Father. I pray that they lay that at Your feet. God, the refining process, while it may be uncomfortable, it is needed, Lord God. And we pray for cleansing, Lord God. We pray for humbling, Lord God. We pray for guidance, Heavenly Father. We pray to be used, Heavenly Father. And as being used as Your children is going to go through a process of refining, God. But we know that You are a fourth man in the fire. And God, we thank You. Thank You for walking through this process with us. Thank You for allowing us to lean on You, Heavenly Father. Thank You for reminding us that we don't have to stand in this fire alone, that You are with us and You will never leave us, Heavenly Father. Thank You for reminding us that this situation is temporary, that is yet for a season, but eternity is waiting on us, Heavenly Father. Thank You for reminding us that nothing that we experience on earth, whether it is low or whether it is high, will amount to the amount of glory that we will experience when we are in Your presence, Heavenly Father, in Your kingdom. God, be with us, Heavenly Father. Provide us with Your comfort, Your peace, Your joy. All things that surpasses the understanding of this world, God, provide us with that. Allow us to walk upright in Your presence, Lord God. Allow us to walk with our head held high, Lord God. Not our head down, not overwhelmed, not stressed, but God, give us the strength, Lord God, to experience what You have us to experience in this season, to walk away from what You want us to walk away from, Heavenly Father, and to pick up what You're calling us to pick up. God, we thank You. God, we thank You. We give You all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, I love you. And if you are a person who is experiencing a refining season, I just want you to know that you are not alone. You're not alone. And it will get better. And when you walk out of that fiery season, walk out with your head held high and know that you are walking out with greater purity, with greater holiness, with greater faith, with greater trust in God. And I just implore you yet again, do not give up. Keep leaning on Your Father. When we look ahead, it may look heavy, but remember that God gave you enough grace for today. He did that strategically. You don't have to plan ahead. He got you. Okay. All right. Well, I love you and I will talk to you on the next episode. I hope you guys have an amazing day. Bye-bye.